Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Are you ready for January 1st? We're going to have a show that is going to break down how constitutionally we'll be able to remove the Biden administration and remove everything that they've done. Now, you need to get this information out. So we've got a couple of weeks of selling this so that we, because maybe it's shock value. Maybe it is, you know, a good attention grabber. But bottom line is, I may not be the best and most polished conservative entertainer out there because I'm not a conservative entertainer. I am an academic scholar on the Constitution. What degree, you know, as far as what's my credentials as far as understanding the Constitution? Well, I'll let you be the judge. There are people that have studied history and details in constitutional cases and so forth, but they still don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand why certain things are the way they are, what the language of that clause really means, and how the framers defined it. I believe every single person in America can come to the knowledge of exactly what that Constitution means and what our federal government has the power to do and what it doesn't have the power to do, because this is not rocket science. This is really easy stuff to grab, grasp, and understand. Ergo, I'm just here to tell you that yours truly may be smarter than the average person, but there's nothing special about me. The only difference is that I'm not doing this for the money. I could become polished, and I could actually be the guy that's just spewing what's going on in the world and pointing a judgment of finger upon all of these evil things that are occurring, and even highlight maybe some good things that are occurring and have nothing to do with the solution. You have to be very bold. You have to have, let's excuse the expression, big cojones in being able to purport that you have a solution. You have to be that bold to be able to come right out to everybody and say, this is what we have to do. Prove me wrong. I challenge anybody to come along and say, wow, you know, this guy's wrong and this is how he's wrong. Nobody, if that was the case, it would have happened by now. Believe you me, there's people like the John Birch Society who, you know, probably their eyes roll in their heads every time I mention their name. I believe that the majority of the people in the John Birch Society are good people. But the leadership, they do not like me because I'm a threat. I am a threat to their existence. Because why do we have a John Birch Society instead of unorganized militias? Why is it that we're not organized at the citizen level in every county? And instead of having it named after whomever you want to name it after, you know, you can have these pods, you can have, you know, a society. But the bottom line is the Constitution tells you you have a militia. The Constitution tells you you can have an unorganized militia, or even Congress has acknowledged the fact that the citizens' vigilance is the unorganized militia. This is why you need to understand what it is, and this is why you have to stand up your militia. It isn't something that you're not supposed to create the GR fan club or the GR Mobley, you know, group. Or pod. I don't care about myself. What I care about is you doing what you need to do and being a vigilant citizen of the United States in holding your government and your public servants accountable. That is your job. That is everybody's job, to defend and protect the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. That's every U.S. citizen. That is the oath of the U.S. citizen. So with that, as you know, and as we always go through, this show is also sponsored by republicreview.org, and you were listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and the academic evidence-based solutions of what we need to do. I'm going to try to remember at the beginning of each segment today to tell you about our January 1st show and why you need to be tuning in, why you need to get everybody to tune in so that everybody can understand that we actually have a constitutional mechanism that will remove the Biden administration. Now, here's a question. Let's say it's one party that has the ability to actually do this. Does the other party say, well, you know, that's terrible. We can't let that happen. Really? Are we better off allowing this Bolshevik revolution to be conducted by public servants in our government when it is a contradiction to their oath of office as well as the supreme law of the land? Aren't we all supposed to be seeking compliance to the Constitution? Aren't we all supposed to be demanding compliance to the Constitution? That's something that you need to consider. That's something that, because I can tell you that there are people that put party above everything else. They put their ideology above the law of the land. And it's about time we get ourselves straight, we get ourselves right, and we start moving on those things that are more important. Anyway, we want to get into the obligatory. So Fortitude Financial Coaching, you're running out of time. Reach out to Gary if you're looking at trying to become disciplined. I don't know. I can't imagine it being unaffordable. I can't imagine it being something that does not help you go through all of the steps necessary to becoming an independently financial person. Let's say you're at this point in your life where you still got a lot of your life left. You're not even halfway through your career. Are you really going to wait until you realize that you didn't have a good strategy to finally admit that you need the discipline? If you don't, I mean, it goes down to what you don't know. You don't know everything ahead of you. But if you're acting and you're disciplining yourself now, then you will be prepared for everything ahead of you. I can't say it any better. Go contact Gary Smith with Fortitude Financial Coaching as you get ready to enter into the new year and making changes with your life. Constitution classes at constitutioneducation.us. That's Keith Broder's educational classes, educational content. Check it out. Timbernation.com if you're looking for quality hardwood furnishings. And in addition to that, if you want custom hardwood furnishings, they're willing to work with you. It's just a matter of you sending the sketch, working back and forth. It takes some time, but I'm telling you, you'll get what you want. Radio dust covers to protect that audio equipment, that ham radio, any type of electronics that needs to be protected from, you know, dander, pet dander, human dander, dust, whatever. You'd be surprised what is roaming around in your air. And Ad Local. If you need email services, if you need domain hosting, if you need ISP-type services based on the ITIL model, then check out adlocal.com with Ben Carr and so forth. Now, comment line 425-270-5416. I expect a lot of comments regarding the 1st of January, or at least regarding the show. I don't expect them right now, but I believe on the 1st of January, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be calling in because I'm expecting a lot of people be tuning in. We're taking 2 weeks to really help people understand that we don't pull our punches. We are actually out there telling you what can actually happen under the Constitution. And it's about time we started letting people know that we have more weapons available to us under the Constitution than the enemy does. The enemy has zero. they're actually violating the Constitution, and they're getting you to believe that they can do these things. It's about time we start winning this war, and we can if we start understanding. This is why listening to this show helps you get there, helps you actually become a part of the solution instead of being a part of the problem. Okay, so let's move on with the definitizing of the Constitution. We've kind of been covering topics, and we're at a point right now where I'm just kind of listing some topics out here for you. We've gone through quite a bit of meat. You need to go back into our previous episodes. You need to go through this, because if you start understanding what all of these things within the Constitution, I mean, all of these little nuances and what they really mean and why they're important, it really starts, you know, becoming this big, huge, red, glaring zit on the top of somebody's nose that's talking to you, and how you just can't even get your eyes off of it because, wow, that thing is just monstrously rude. Anyway, forgive me. Sorry for the imagery. What we need to also do, and what I suggest as we go through this definitizing the Constitution, is we need to actually go through and find out what constitutional amendments that were never passed, unratified amendments. That'll expose the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights that we need to get passed. We need to pass that First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. This will displace Congress. It will remove, it'll actually reduce, even though you're going to see us go from 435 representatives to over almost 7,000, it will still reduce the amount of people. I'll give you the numbers when we come back from the break. This is going to blow you away. But the fact of the matter is, if we want to reduce the cost of government and the size of government, the best way to do so is by actually getting the constitutional representation we're supposed to have, which is not to exceed 50,000 people per representative. We'll be right back.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so don't forget, January 1st, we're going to expose how to remove the entire Biden administration and everything they've done. We're going to expose this because we want to make sure that we get the most politically in every other facet. Constitutionally, we want to get the most out of the year 2022. Just so you understand, let your friends know that they need to tune in and listen to this show, regardless of where they are, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, West Coast time, 6 in the evening, East Coast time, on the 1st of January, because everybody should be at home. It's a Saturday. They need to tune in to this show. We hope to break the internet because people want to understand how we can get rid of the Biden administration, all of the Biden administration, because of 2022. And we're going to show you how you can do this. Now, let me get back into the definitizing the Constitution. This we're focused on helping you understand the Constitution in ways you never thought how important the Constitution is to you. We want to go through the unratified amendments. And the reason why is so that people understand, one, the 13th Amendment, and there's another unratified, because actually that was ratified. But the whole process of republic review is to actually determine what these amendments were. Were they ratified, or were they even constitutionally ratified? This would bring highlight to the 16th and 17th Amendment. If in the process of republic review, it is disclosed that Oregon really did violate the ratification, and other states really did violate the ratification process, that the 16th and 17th Amendment was not properly ratified, those amendments go away, my friend. Better yet, we can rescind the 17th Amendment without even having to look at it, trying to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. I have an article on this. Go read my article on constitutional articles on reclaiming the republic. Just go to claimingtherepublic.org. I have a constitutional articles page. Go read the rescinding of the 17th Amendment. You will see exactly how we can do this. The more important parts are things like the 1926 amendment that was rejected by the states, where the federal government wanted to impose regulations over child labor. We denied them that amendment. They don't have the authority to regulate labor even for children. And yet they regulate every iota of labor today. How did that happen? What we're doing is we're exposing the unconstitutional nature. I don't know how important things are in your life, but when you realize, how crummy your job is because the federal government is regulating every facet. There's all of these taxes, everything that they're doing unto you, and it's all unconstitutional. How cool is it to be able to learn about all of these facts and then learn something to do about that? How cool would that be? Well, it's not as cool and glamorous as watching Tucker Carlson or watching Sean Hannity or listening to your favorite conservative radio show host. They offer you nothing other than entertainment. We offer you power and knowledge, because knowledge becomes power when you act upon it. And 2022 could be a pivotal year in our constitutional republic, and I'm praying that it is. We also want you to understand the three presidential vetoes. You need to see that video that goes through the three presidential vetoes and the attempts, Congress's attempts in trying to create what we call, what we call the Department of Transportation. Most people don't even know that there were three presidents that actually vetoed that. We cover that here on this show. We go through all of these things. The Tory Acts. We'll be going through the Tory Acts on January 2nd. Folks, we need to start understanding all of the things that made this Constitution and made our government what it is. The constitutionality of the 23rd Amendment and the seat of government as defined in the ratification debates. The 23rd Amendment needs to be wiped out because it failed to change Article 1, Section 8. Bottom line, the only sovereigns over, you can't have a conflict within the Constitution. And so if they really, and I'm going to tell you, you cannot have a conflict in the understanding of the ratification debates regarding the seat of government. So much so that when people really start going through this and disclosing, you're going, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? My friends, we have to really get on top of all of this. We really do. And so the only way to do that is is Republic Review. Just so you understand, the only way to do that is Republic Review. So, back to the definitizing the Constitution, going through the 23rd Amendment is one way to actually get people to realize you want to live in the District of Columbia, you want to live there, then you don't have a right of representation in the seat of government. Period. You have to live in a state. The seat of representation for anybody in the District of, if you live there, you don't have the right to vote for your own representative. Period. Okay. So, because there's a reason for that, and the ratification debates, they go through, especially the Virginia ratification debates, they go through it to the nth degree. States' oversights of the 25th Amendment. States absolutely need to actually be looking, because the 25th Amendment may be in play very soon. When people start realizing what we're going to be able to do in 2022, the 25th Amendment may actually become something on the table. States actually need to have oversight over this, and we would get into all of that when we go through and definitizing the Constitution. The delegated powers to the general government of the equality of rights in any fashion in light of the failed amendment proposed in 1978. Now, folks, there's a lot of people that, you know, and you're talking to a person that believes in the civil rights, and every person should be treated as an American citizen, not based on the color of their skin, their gender, or anything else. But the federal government cannot create acts and make them constitutional. The Civil Rights Act, the ADA Act, all of these different acts that they have actually rammed down our throats, those are all unconstitutional. And definitizing the Constitution will prove this. Now, they are legitimate and constitutional in the territories and within the seat of government. But you got to understand, the territories are either being transitioned into states or they are needing to be let go, because Puerto Rico, if they're not on a path, we don't have a, you know, an end date when Puerto Rico is going to become a state, they need to be let go. All of these states out there, Guam needs to become a state as a part of the Pacific Islands. Same thing with the Samoans or the island of Samoa. All of these islands need to be brought into the Pacific Island state. They don't become their own state. The Pacific Islands, I understand it's nice to be able to have your own sovereignty, but when you start looking at some of these small islands that will become a part of the United States, how is it that they're equal to a state? Do they have their own ability of manufacturing? No, they don't have the ability. So there's no way they would be constantly becoming a drain upon, well, let's just say a drain upon the United States for its food, goods, and so forth. However, if it becomes a collective as a part of the Pacific Island states, then I believe across the board, these states can start sharing and actually have the ability to become a contributing member of the United States, if that makes sense. Because when you go look at Midway, should Midway be a part of the United States? Should it be its own state? This is why they made a mistake with Hawaii in calling Hawaii, because Hawaii is just an island, right? It's the main island. There's Oahu, Maui. How come each island isn't its own state? Back in those days, and probably way back when, each state was under a different, you know, monarch or different ruler, just like most of the other states. Just like if you look at the Philippines and Indonesia, that's a huge mess in itself. And so we may have a collective, you know, Western Pacific state, and then we may have the Pacific Island states, which would include Easter Island and all of these other islands. Look at the Adak Islands, the Aleutian Islands, I should say. Adak is the island of the Aleutians. But my point being is that when we start looking at these states, they didn't become their own separate states. They became a part of the Alaskan Islands.
And I believe that every state, every person has a right to become an American citizen as long as they've voted, you know, collectively that everybody in that island, in that territory, in that country wants to become a member. Then they can petition. They should be able to petition. But they don't have a right to become a citizen just because you live in a spot and say, well, you know, I want to be a U.S. citizen, so I want a right to vote. No, you have to go through that process. And so we just looking at and definitizing the Constitution, we actually in Article 4 need to really look at how we can transition every state into the United States. But more importantly, how each state itself should be truly looked at and evaluated, because I see Indiana as two states. I see Washington and Oregon as two separate states, maybe even three. I see Montana as probably five states. I see California as eight states. I see Texas as a multitude of states. We have to really start looking at what does it take to become a state, and do all states need to be maintained because of tradition? Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so let me not forget to remind you, January 1st show is going to be all about removing the Biden administration. Hopefully we can get it all done in one show, but we want to prove to you that the 2022 election and the year 2022 can be a pivotal shift in American history, where the people actually demand government at every level comply to the Constitution. Okay, so there's your reminder. And see, I'm doing a little better in remembering at the beginning of each segment to remind you of this. Now, let's get back into the definitizing of the Constitution. And what that means is that the states have to clarify, they have to declare that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, period, and that we have to start abiding by the Constitution. So, states need to ensure its laws reflect the allowance of common law courts and common law grand juries, the ability of the people's enforcement of Section 3. So, in other words, they have to create laws that give and empower the people to be able to remove any public servant who is violating their oath of office. Now, it's one thing for some, you may not like a particular party, you know, but it's not about partisanship. It's about compliance to the Constitution. If you really look at it, that means that every Democrat could be removed because almost every Democrat is violating, has been support of violating the Constitution. They are rooted in the dark evils that go all the way back to the slavery, the Ku Klux Klan, all of those types of things. They have been supporters, the Democratic Party has been supporters of communism and the subjugation of mankind for over a century. Republicans have been equally culpable on board, but we've been able to pull the Republicans back. But the Democrats, that's a party that's lost. Why does that party even exist? Because the Uniparty has created this protection between both parties. In other words, the protection is within the Electoral College process, that the parties get to dictate who becomes president. Both the Democrats, this galvanized both parties so that they would never become obscured again. You have to look at, and you have to understand that the Republican Party is truly not the Republican Party of Madison. The fact is, it's the Republican Party of Lincoln, the big government party, where we're willing to compromise the Constitution for aggrandizing our powers. We're willing to do things that are outside the framework of the Constitution as long as we obtain those powers. And they don't care about doing it constitutionally. This is why both parties are equally culpable. But the Republican Party, like I said, has been snapped back. If you look, the only constitutional Republican Party that I'm aware of, that I'm able and I'm working with today, is Wyoming. There's not one other state that has a constitutional Republican Party. They're a part of the deep state. Every Republican Party in every other state is a part of the deep state. Now, we're hoping and we're wanting and desiring to work with Montana, South Dakota, but these states have to start cleaning up and they have to start removing unconstitutional supporters. But technically, this is what's going to happen. If we move enough of these states, let's say we get 10 states to actually start supporting the Constitution, then the Republican Party becomes constitutional, like Wyoming. I'm going to tell you that the Republican Party national level will come down and they will inject their right of brand. They own that brand name. So this is why I'm telling people, eventually you're going to have to become a part of the Constitution Party. Why not become a part of it now and start getting involved and moving over to the Constitution Party? They're the only party currently, and I'm hoping that the Independent American Party and the Constitution Party can create this merger where the Independent American Party can start growing. You know, in some states, there are both of these parties kind of have a decent presence, but not in all states. And I think that between the two parties, they can actually start coming together and working together. But I don't think, you know, when you start talking to leaders and a leader basically says, well, we can't, you know, give up the party itself. I'm here to tell you that's not a leader, that's a manager, because a manager is doing everything they can to maintain relevance for an organization. A leader, a true leader that understands and recognizes that I have to give something up to, you know, you got to get in. If you want to get in, you got to get out. You got to get in to get out, and you got to get out to get in, right? Because you can't get to the other side unless you're on that one side. And the fact is that we can't get where we need to go until everybody is willing to unify and putting aside their differences. And if you happen to live in a state that has the Independent American Party more prominent, but over throughout all the rest of the states, the Constitution Party is more prominent, then I honestly think that we need to start migrating. And I look at the Constitution Party. I hate to say this. I have my preference with them because their party is the name is about the Constitution. The Independent American Party is really, it's just kind of a political name. And so it makes sense. It's a generic political name, but it doesn't really say that it has anything to do with the Constitution. And that's why I kind of love and like the Constitution. The irony is both of these parties stood up at about the same time. It's 1991. And I'm going, wow, what are the coincidences? I don't want to take up the rest of this segment just talking about that. So we need to actually start going down this path of creating this, you know, this enforcement and understanding at the state level of how to start enforcing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, how to actually start implementing common law courts and getting away from admiralty courts and all of these other types of courts. Each state needs to clearly delineate the list of roles, responsibilities, and powers delegated to the general government. That these are the things they can do, which means if it's not on that list, they can't do it. We don't, you know, as they were ratifying the Constitution, they said there's a danger in trying to list the things that they can't do because that is an inexhaustible list. Over time, they'll come up with new things, as they have proven that they have done. All we have to do is identify what they can do. If it's not listed, they can't do it. Okay? Ratify the very First Amendment. Each state needs to ratify the First Amendment of the 12 amendments proposed. And this is what we were talking about. Of the original 12, the First Amendment basically limits the amount of representation for one member of the House of Representatives down to 50,000 people. Now, when we look at that, and people go, wow, okay, so if I do the math on 50,000 people of 300 some million, we're probably somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 representatives. And people go, well, that's just going to explode government. No. First off, the House of Representatives no longer needs to be in Washington, D.C. Our representation can be moved back, and the committees can be formed, and the committees that are working, let's say the National Security Committees, they can be moved into SCIFs that are actually functioning within, because you can create a SCIF and create the architecture so that everybody can work within the SCIF in a virtual environment. Believe me, we do this in defense contracting. And we can actually create the comms, we can create these connections so that your representative can either be working out of your county seat if you're in a big state. And one of the things we were breaking into is why does Texas have to be so big? If it takes you a day to travel to the seat of the state, even in today's technology, that is too big of a state. California is too big of a state. It needs to be broken down, and it can be broken down, and it can be evenly broken down. And so we can actually, you know, have real representation and be able to obtain what we would call, I think the reason why county seats are the way they are was in the old days, it was to take you one day to travel from your home to the county seat. I honestly believe that it shouldn't, if it takes you longer than an hour to get to the seat of government in your county, then your county is too big and you need to start creating new counties in today's technology of travel. Because time is money, and we have to be able to become more efficient and more productive. And having to take time out and going to basically petition government for the redress of grievances needs to be easier than it is difficult. And having to travel 8 hours from San Diego, or actually maybe even longer than that, from San Diego up to Sacramento, are you kidding me? That's unacceptable. I honestly think that it should probably be no more than 2 or 3 hours. Washington State needs to be divided. Oregon State needs to be divided as well. When we start looking, Idaho needs to be broken down. Montana needs to be broken down into several states. We have to start looking at what is reasonable for a representative government for you to be able to go and speak to your representative. We can get rid of the county committeeman. and actually get rid of, and this is the most important part, I want to make sure I say this now, that we get rid of all of the aides for the representatives of the House of Representatives. Every House of Representatives has a staff of 20 or more people. So when we balloon up, that means that there would be 8,700 currently people employed by the House of Representatives. I'm going to keep that number. We'll be right back with it.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so as I was rushing to get this information out, if you look at Congress and the House of Representatives today, there are over 87, not including your representatives. Each representative employs about 20 people, if not more. The longer that person's been in Congress or the House of Representatives, the larger their entourage. They have an allowance of a certain size entourage. When you become, you know, chairs and when you become really important, you now employ more than 20 people. I have no idea how many people Nancy Pelosi employs, but it's more than 20. And if you just do the basic math that every representative employs 20 people to man the phones, to be able to do things, and we're not even including the swamp dwellers that are working in the floor or on the floor, which are lobbyists and people that are in government that are telling you, your representatives, how they can vote and if they vote this way. If you haven't seen the movie The Swamp, the TV show done by CRTV, go to Reclaiming the Republic. Let me find it real quick here because it's really important that you do this. And I want to show you where you'll find it. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, and is it on the Take Action page, the Progressive Shopper? No, it's not there. Is it on Important Information? Yes. So go on the right-hand side. There's these buttons. Click on the Important Information button. It'll take you to the Important Information link. At the very, very top, it has the Swamp from Northwest Grassroots, which is actually a CRTV three-part series or four-part series, and you'll be able to watch the entire thing in this one video. Click on that link. Now, if you can't watch it because your viewer doesn't allow that, or I should say your browser, then download it. We've got it right there for you to download. Watch this movie, and you will see how your representatives, the day they step into Congress, is the day they become corrupted. If you don't know this, then you need to know this. And if you got somebody, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to this guy one more time. There's a representative, a guy that's running for representation. He wants to be the representative of some people in Idaho. And I've been telling this guy that he really needs to talk to me, because if he tries to shine me off and think that he can actually not deal with me, then he's one of those guys that we don't want to see in the House of Representatives. We want a guy that wants to know and understand how bad it really is, not a guy that wants to, you know, put these blinders on and basically do what the current congressman is already doing for that legislative district. Anybody that watches this TV show, The Swamp, will understand how dark and how evil our government has gotten and why representatives are not telling you this type of stuff. Massey, there's a few people that actually do, and they talk about this. But people just, the mainstream media will not let this information get out. So what ends up happening is, as you'll learn, is everybody that you, as a congressman, you get assigned to committees. Well, you don't get just assigned. You have to pay to be on the committee you're on. Every committee you are on, you have to pay to be on that committee. And while you're on that committee, you'll have voting opportunities. And if you vote one way or the other, you'll get paid a certain amount of money. Most all of this money goes to this reelection fund that the Speaker of the House and the different opposing sides will be able to get. This, remember when I talked about making elections local on Monday? And talking about keeping money outside of the election area from coming in, this will shut down their ability to even use money for an election to maintain their corruption. This is how dark, this is why federal election races are in the billions of dollars, folks. We have the most corrupt government in the world because it's all being ran by money. Making elections local is paramount. If we're not doing that, then we are doing a huge disservice to our country, to our Constitution, and everything that we stand for. You need to watch this show. You need to go watch The Swamp. It's right there on reclaimingtherepublic.org, right there on the important links, important information. Yeah, it's important info, and we have the important links at the very top of this page. So go ahead and check that out. Bottom line, as we go back into what we were just talking about, we actually have to start understanding that if you really want to downsize government and have your representatives do their job, and actually, instead of them living in D.C. and having a huge pay allowance for living in D.C., we want to vacate all of these homes in D.C. and move them back home. How much more money are we going to save? You really want to start saving government costs and government functions and so forth? Pass the First Amendment that Madison put into the Bill of Rights. Every state needs to ratify that amendment. This needs to become, you know, number one conversation of what's going on for 2022 and forward. This definitizing the Constitution needs to be the number one topic for every conservative, everybody who loves our Constitution and loves our liberties. If we're not, then we will rue the day, because we're going to lose everything. That is what is at stake. We also have to, and I'm going to bring it up again, as a part of this whole process, we have to rescind the 17th Amendment. So as states start moving towards definitizing the Constitution, they ratify that First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and they rescind their 17th Amendment. Both of these acts will be shots across Congress's bow, because Congress will then go, oh my gosh, the states have woken up and they now know what they're doing. And this will put the fear of God in them. And if you want to see if the federal government really has, and if the globalists really have the cojones to try to actually inject a civil war in control of our government and rain fury of actually weaponizing and coming after patriots and patriot movements and killing somebody like myself, than we as Americans, because that is the one kick in the face that Americans will not stand, is when somebody actually thinks that they can bully us and take us down. And folks, we have all of the rights and we have the Constitution protecting us in doing all of these things that we have to do, period. Okay, so now we've made a big headway. We've made a huge headway going through definitizing the Constitution. Now there's still a few more things we've got to do. We're on page 7 of 9. Now, as I go through this, and as I actually update this, this is going to get much bigger because a lot of these things are just little lines of this, 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 and so forth. So it will probably get to be 30, 50 pages. But this is the play sheet of aligning our rights, our constitutional rights that were guaranteed within the privileges and immunities of the U.S. Constitution to the 21st century. Part of that's big tech. Big tech has been lavishing, living this huge lifestyle without having to pay taxes and operating and conducting revenue and receiving revenue out of every state without ever paying taxes for that. So every state needs to make sure that all interstate and international tech companies report any and all revenue generated in each state and that they pay the appropriate taxes. I honestly say that they need to ratchet up the type of taxes, because if they're conducting business and making money, they need to pay a higher rate, because any non-resident company that is actually doing transactions in your state without having to put a brick and mortar building and employing people and so forth, they should be paying a higher rate. Even in states where these companies do not have a physical presence, that's right. So we want to make sure that we start classifying businesses, resident and non-resident, and that the non-resident, just like going to college, a non-resident person that comes to your state college has to pay a higher tuition. A non-resident corporation that's making revenue out of your state has to pay a higher percentage on the revenue taxes, period. This tax will be higher revenue tax since they're not contributing to the other tax streams that a physical company would be paying. In other words, energy, property, and use, and so forth. All of these other taxes, we can actually start reducing the burden of taxes upon companies in and the people working in the state if we get everybody who's making money in that state to start paying taxes. And they've been hiding. Don't think that Facebook, when they, if you talk to any politician that runs local races, they use Facebook ads. They pay for Facebook ads. They spend a few thousand dollars that they'll pay for Facebook ads. Well, I'm telling you, friends, that money that they just received for those campaigns throughout that state for an election year, because that's usually when they make a lot of money during the election years, they don't pay revenue taxes on that. Why? Why are we not going after Twitter? Why are we not going after Facebook? All of these big tech companies. If the state currently requires all companies operating in your state that they have to report their revenues, then these companies, because they're not reporting it and haven't been reporting these revenues, they need to be fined and raked over the coals. What do you think? Just because you're not here and you're making revenue and transactions in this state, you can get away with this? Sorry. As a matter of fact, that's criminal. If I, as a small business, was doing that and I got caught, they would probably throw me in jail, and Zuckerberg needs to be thrown in all 50 states in jail. We'll cut him up in 50 pieces. I'm just kidding. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the republic, and we need your help. God bless. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue.
Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.